Good morning and welcome to Spotlight on Light 100.5 WRCH. I am going to do some learning and you probably are too because we are going to be talking about biodiesel. I don't know much about it, but I know I want to do better by our planet. And this is one of the big things that keeps popping up when I hear about new innovative technologies and things happening in Connecticut. Joining us today is Paul Tita, General Counsel for American Green Fuels. And he also, that's the parent company, is Colmar Americas. And they are in Connecticut, based out of Bridgeport. And they are bringing biodiesel, renewable, cleaner burning alternatives to diesel to Connecticut. I don't know what's going on with this, but I just know that I want to leave a smaller carbon footprint behind. I want to leave a better planet than we're leaving right now. And this is one of the great opportunities that we have to make choices without making big, huge changes in our life. Now, I started talking to Paul about, like, I really don't have any idea about biodiesel. I don't know what it is. And he says to me, do you have oil in your house? And I said, I do. And he says, well, this is how you can make your first step. Welcome, and thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Now, biodiesel. Explain to the listening audience, what is biodiesel?
Well, I'm going to start where you started, which was very good, which is it's a renewable fuel, it's clean burning, and it is an alternative to diesel fuel.
Okay.
It has two marketplaces. The one is our home heating oil systems, which this is the season, so it's a good time to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
And the second is any diesel engine for trucks.
Okay.
Or so any other diesel engine.
The louder engines that I hear. And they use a different pump than me.
That would be correct.
Okay.
If you don't have diesel,
I don't want to make that mistake at the pump. Okay.
So biodiesel has a couple of really good benefits. And you mentioned the environmental one, which is paramount. But because it's not a fossil fuel,
meaning we don't get it from the earth.
We don't, right? So it's renewable,
mm-hmm.
not fossil fuel. It reduces our dependence on foreign oil.
Uh-huh.
Good benefit. And also it reduces, as you said, the carbon footprint because it's a cleaner burning fuel.
Okay.
In fact, we calculated that if consumers in Connecticut are purchasing product from American Green Fuels in New Haven,
mm-hmm.
delivering it to their homes in Connecticut, then the carbon footprint is reduced 78% to 93%.
Wow,
versus conventional diesel. So it actually does have an effect on a cleaner air quality.
Okay, so I'm going to sound really silly, but what does renewable mean?
Renewable means it doesn't come from the ground, so it could be reprocessed more quickly.
So you clean it up and use it again?
We purchase a lot of waste oils. And a lot of used cooking oil from about 5,000
What else do you do with that?
We call it trash into treasure.
Yeah, one man's trash is another man's treasure. I love that.
There's companies out there who collect from restaurants and food service companies, aggregate it. Then they would sell these waste feedstocks to us, and then we would process it into biodiesel.
Now, is the processing happening in Connecticut?
It's happening in the plant in New Haven.
Wow.
So it's a chemical plant because there's a chemical process.
There's a process to it, sure.
But it starts as a very dirty fuel, this waste oil, and it comes out to this nice, clean-burning biodiesel.
And is it all vegetable oils, or are there other things that you can use as well?
You can use a number of different feedstocks, but we primarily use cooking oil.
Right. All right. So you're in Connecticut right
yes.
now. You're bringing jobs to the state. This is amazing. You're doing great things producing biodiesel. Since when did you get here in Connecticut?
Well, Colmar, which you mentioned, is a parent company. We've been in the biodiesel business for a number of years, but we acquired a startup plant in 2000. It started up in 2012.
Okay.
We worked with it. We actually acquired it in 2015. And since its inception as a startup company, we've put a lot of money investment into expanding it. We've expanded it fourfold, so the capacity today is about 40 million gallons.
Wow.
And you mentioned employment. We now have about 50 people who are employees there now. But because of all of our expansions,
mm-hmm.
we can contract with up to 200 people when we're expanding.
So not just the people that work there, but then as you source out and do more.
Right, and we do our best to source as much as we can from the state of Connecticut. And as we mentioned, then we have the feedstock suppliers that also deliver to us as well from a pretty good area. We have about 25% of our employees are veterans, which
wow.
we're also happy about.
That's
so
really cool.
We think it's a good economic story for the state. And the more you and other people will buy biodiesel for your home heating oil systems, then we can fund our next expansion and employ more people.
And that's what you said to me. You said, you know, I have oil in my house. You know, do I use biodiesel from my supplier? I have no idea. I have no idea.
It's a question you can make.
It's a question I can ask now. And you said that what the question I have to ask my provider is, do you use green fuels, right?
Well, I'd rather you ask, do you get biodiesel from American green fuels?
Okay. Perfect. I will ask that. Do you get biodiesel from American green fuels? And if they say no, I'm going to ask why not. And if you could do it for me, I'd like 20%.
That's great.
Like, and explain what the 20% is.
It's
so that's
a
mixture. So they take regular oil that I would normally get delivered to my house, and they cut into it with this. So it's still burning the same exact way. It's still heating my house the same exact way. It's just doing it with a blend of 20% cleaner.
Cleaner. That's right. So the way the American Green Fuels being the manufacturer, we're going to sell it to wholesalers, distributors.
Okay.
And they do the blend. And they pick their blend level, 5, 10, 15, 20%,
yep,
maybe more. And then they would sell it to the retailers, which are the trucks that deliver to your home. Some retailers are big enough that they do their own blends, so
yeah,
you can get it either way. But primarily, it's the home heating oil retailer that's going to supply the blended product. And we've tried to make it easy for people who want to get American Green Fuels biodiesel and aren't sure if their dealer has it or if their dealer doesn't have it. We've got a consumer-facing website that lists every dealer in the state and every dealer that we know sells our product.
I have to be honest with you. My husband changes our oil company. He does a contract every year, so I don't know who my oil company is right now. But I'm going to text him, and I'm going to find out and have him ask him. Because this is really an amazing, easy, it's like, you know, being inertly active, you know, it doesn't take much effort, but you're making big changes by doing, you know, little steps, whether it's 20% in your home heating fuel. You are really making a difference with burning something that's cleaner and leaving less behind for our environment.
It's a small thing we can do to get a little bit healthier air.
And you're not jumping through hoops to do it. It's a pretty easy step. Now, you guys are letting consumers in Connecticut know all the benefits of biodiesel, and you've just started. You are what you heat. I like all. He gave me a list of what the billboards going around Connecticut are, and this campaign is designed to tell people that you do have an option when it comes to heating oil and that you can get certified biodiesel produced by American Green Fuels. And you have a registered name, BioHeat?
BioHeat's not our registered name. It's a trade association's registered name. But what BioHeat means is it's the blended product of conventional diesel with biodiesel. So the blended product has its own trade name called BioHeat. So we use it as BioHeat heating oil.
Okay.
Our name, as we've said, is Marin Greenfield.
So it's you are what you heat. Feed your furnace cleaner fuel. Don't be fuelish. That's probably my favorite. Not all heating oil is created equal, and clean is the new green. Choose biodiesel in your heating oil. So this is a great way to have people out there who are on home heating oil to make sure that you can get certified biodiesel from American Green Fuels. And it really is. It seems like such an easy thing to do. I don't understand why more people. I'm glad we're doing this because it's easy.
It is easy, and So the marketplace has been purchasing and supplying biodiesel for a number of years now, but it's been not promoted. So now that we've done all these expansions and have this 40 million gallons, we thought it was time to sort of juice things a little bit, let people know in heating oil seasons that it's the time to get a cleaner environment.
Because this is the opportunity, because you're right, it is winter. It is the time when we're actually getting more delivered. And so it is a great opportunity for everybody to, you know, just call up your oil company and just ask the question. It can't hurt, right?
It does not hurt.
And what if they say yes? Do I make sure I ask them and say, do you get it from my people?
Well, that would be great, but our goal is more biodiesel first.
Just in general.
Absolutely.
Now, if somebody's out there and there's a business, like I know a bunch of people that own restaurants, and they go through oil, how do someone get to you to get their oil from the restaurant to you? How do you get that whole process started?
So to get the feedstock to us, so the
feedstock, that's a used yucky French fry oil.
Exactly.
Okay.
So the restaurant people probably are already hooked up with these aggregators who take away their used cooking oil, and then the aggregator often does a little first step cleaning, and then they would be supplying it to people who supply it to us.
Now, is it just cooking oils and stuff like that? Now, you have alcohols, you said?
The feedstock that we use is primarily used cooking oil.
Okay.
Right? So there's a couple chemicals that we have to use to convert to use cooking oil into the biodiesel.
Just to change the components of it to make it.
That's correct. And that there's a reaction to get it to be actually a fuel, so it'll actually burn.
I didn't do very well at chemistry at school.
That's okay. As long as you know what to ask your home heating oil
dealer.
That's
right. If you're just joining us today on Spotlight, we are talking to Paul Tita. He is the General Counsel for American Green Fuels, and we're talking about biodiesel. And if you don't know about biodiesel, don't worry. I didn't either. And Paul is in here telling us all about it, but it's pretty simple stuff. If you want to do something to make our environment a little bit better, leave a better planet behind for our kids, and do something that's going to make a big difference without making a big effort, really, at all. A phone call, really? It's not that much to ask. This is a great opportunity for you to learn more about biodiesels and what's happening with them here in Connecticut, because it's bringing a better environment and it's bringing jobs to the state as well, which is always welcome and always wanted. Now, you carry a couple of different certifications, because not just anybody can go get cooking oil and run it through the washer and get it ready to go heat a house. I mean, you have lots of things that you need to know before you can do something like this, right?
That's correct. We put forth the certifications to give some comfort to consumers as to the quality of the product they're getting. The first and I think the most important certification is the reduction in the carbon footprint. As I mentioned before, for it produced at our plant, consumed in Connecticut, the carbon footprint savings is 78% to 93%. We certify that on those deliveries. We also...
So you know what's coming, what you're burning and what you're doing is reducing carbon emissions. Immediately, you know that you're giving less garbage exhaust from heating your house into the atmosphere.
That's correct. The other certifications have to do with the manufacturing and the quality of the product. There's testing associations that put forth standards, and we meet a particular standard of quality so that with that certification, a consumer knows that the product is as it's supposed to be according to this testing standards.
Now, who decided that?
It's the American Society of Testing Materials.
Yeah,
Institute.
So they get together and Kaizen this and figure out what's the best, you know, procedure.
For quality standards. And the last one, it's called BQ9000. It's another certification body board that gives you a certification provided your plant is operating under certain conditions and has certain controls. So packaged, they inform a consumer that they're buying a high-quality product, and in our case, if it's in Connecticut, that it's reducing carbon by footprint by the percentage.
Is this going on all over the country, or is this sporadic, like in spots that are a little more progressive or forward-thinking? Like, I feel like the Northeast is a little more forward-thinking when it comes to like making sure we do things right by the environment.
We like to think the Northeast is forward thinking, absolutely.
But
biodiesel,
you're going to tell me?
Biodiesel is a national product.
It is.
The big difference between the Northeast and the rest of the country is it's a 12-month season here because of our
more
home heating oil.
I think there's
more home heating oil boilers in the Northeast region in the country.
Okay.
So that's why it's a big market for us during the winter, particularly to be selling into the home heating oil systems.
Now, how does something with biodiesel work within some place like Florida or a sunny state that doesn't have as much heating? What kind of ways can it be used? Does it fuel other stuff?
Diesel engines.
Yes.
Trucks.
So big trucks, or yes, like, you know, those Mercedes that you hear, the Mercedes diesels.
Or tractors.
Tractors.
Or any piece of equipment, diesel engine. Boats.
Oh.
You mentioned
see,
Florida,
I don't know anything
boats,
about
right,
diesel. So, I had no idea. I never even thought about what boats run on.
Any diesel engine can consume biodiesel in it.
I love it. Okay, so how can Connecticut consumers get a certified biodiesel? How do we start? We just call, that's it?
Call your home heating oil dealer.
And what if they say no? Do we just find another dealer? I mean,
them? The first thing is to encourage them to provide it so that you don't have to switch your home heating oil dealer.
What's the cost difference in this? Does it cost
it's
them
pretty
more?
Pretty equivalent.
Yeah, it costs
it's,
the same?
It's equivalent.
Wow. That's so interesting. And what's stopping people from just doing it automatically?
I think people are doing it automatically. They just don't know about it. And they may not be getting it in the higher percentages.
Okay.
So part of this education process is to, if your home heating oil dealer is not supplying it, let's make sure they do. And if they're only supplying it in 1 or 2%, let's ask them to boost it.
Okay. And say, why not? Why not do more? All right. Well, and there's other ways that we can help, and we can promote this because there's a new legislature. It's just assigned in just this past week. We've got new people, you know, doing things, some old people in the legislature doing some things as well. But this is a great opportunity for us to make some choices when it comes to legislative processes and regulatory agencies right here in our state. What can some people do?
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that, because part of our interest is also to have the regulatory agencies, or those people who purchase heating oil for government buildings, universities, and trucks, right, snowplows.
Yeah.
They should DOT. Be buying, they should be making sure that there's biodiesel in their heating oil systems in office buildings and universities and in these snowplows and other state-run trucks. And we, of course, hope that they source it locally.
Yeah, that's amazing stuff. This is going to be super easy for me to do as soon as we get done here. I'm going to text the husband, say, Wes, find out if we're using biodiesel in a blend in our house heating, and then find out why and ask for 20%. And that way we'll be doing better things for us.
We would appreciate that.
I love it. Thank you so much for coming in and talking to us today about biodiesel and all the certifications and just a real easy explanation of something that seems pretty complex. You broke it down very easily for me.
Thank you.
So I appreciate that. Paul Tita, General Counsel for the American Green Fuels. If you are looking for more information about American Green Fuels, I'm going to have it all up on our website at wrch.com. AmericanGreenFuelCT.com is the website where you can investigate everything that you might want to know about biodiesel fuel right here in the Nutmeg State. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
And thank you so much for joining me this morning on Spotlight on Light 100.5 WRCH.